Hi, I'm Megan, Director of Content and Research at the International Bunch. I'm sat here looking out the window at the rain pouring down in Yorkshire and thinking about the fact that spring, hopefully, is only a couple of months away. Today, I want to talk to you about one of our recent blog posts, A Green Revolution, Discovering Companies Pioneering Sustainability in Marketing. The urgency of the climate crisis has not gone unnoticed by marketing companies around the world. Marketers are finding innovative and impactful ways to reduce their carbon footprint and to have a positive impact on the environment. In this blog post, we explore the strategies adopted by various marketing companies to lower their carbon emissions with some real-world examples. Perhaps you are a marketer passionate about climate change and looking after the environment. Do feel free to drop us a comment and let us know the exciting initiatives that you are involved with. Ethical marketing focuses on building trust and transparency with customers. It is based on the principles of honesty, fairness, and responsibility. Ethical marketers often avoid making false or misleading claims, and they respect the privacy of their customers. They also strive to be environmentally and socially responsible. The key principles of a practice like this include honesty and transparency, respect for privacy, and responsibility. A great example of ethical marketing in practice is Goodloop, a UK-based company that has an ethical and sustainable approach, giving the users the choice to view ads, and they also pledge 50% of their advertising revenue to charity. Green hosting is a type of web hosting that uses environmentally friendly practices. This can include using renewable energy, energy-efficient data centres, and recycled materials. It can be a great way for businesses to show their commitment to sustainability and to attract environmentally conscious customers. Some of the benefits of green hosting can include highlighting a company's environmental commitment, attracting new customers, differentiating oneself from competitors. A really great example is Jellyfish, a global boutique agency. By choosing to host their websites and online platforms on servers powered by renewable energy, Jellyfish is not only reducing their own carbon footprint, but also encouraging clients to do the same. An environmental offset program can help companies to compensate for the negative environmental impacts of an activity. There are a number of different types of environmental offset programs, but they all share the same basic goal, which is to make sure that the overall environmental impact of an activity is neutral or positive. Some common types include carbon offsets, biodiversity offsets, and water quality offsets. Global marketing titan Wunderman Thompson has taken a really bold step towards offsetting their carbon emissions by investing in wind energy projects in India. This helps to compensate for the company's emissions and supports the growth of renewable energy in developing regions. Whilst these kinds of initiatives represent a significant step forward, there still remains a lot to be done. By continuously innovating and incorporating sustainability into core operations, marketing companies can play a pivotal role in the fight against climate change. Not only can we reduce our own carbon footprint, but we can also influence a broader range of businesses and consumers to follow suit. I love this quote from Barack Obama. "We are the first generation to feel the effect of climate change and the last generation who can do something about it." We would love to hear about the sustainability initiatives that you are involved with. Do drop us a comment. Thank you for listening.